We turn now to NPR's Tom Gjelten, who joins us from the Pentagon, where he spent the afternoon. Tom, what were the targets and goals of these airstrikes?
Jackie, the primary targets were the air defense system that the Afghan military would use to protect its own facilities against air attacks. The United States wanted, of course, to take out those air defenses as the first phase of its military action. In addition, Pentagon officials say that some of the targets actually were associated with the Al-Qaeda network itself, the training camps associated with the network. And then the other two aspects of this military action, in fact, did not involve bombing at all, but dropping, first of all, aid supplies, that would be food and medicine, from the sky, and intriguingly, also dropping leaflets. This leaflet drop was described to me as what's called here a psychological operation. In other words, it's an attempt to sort of win the hearts and minds of the Afghan people, dropping leaflets that basically explain what is going on from the U.S. point of view and explaining the military action and advising the Afghans who find these leaflets or read them or are able to have access to them that they are not, in fact, the target, that the Al-Qaeda network and the Taliban military is the target.
Tom, do we know if, in fact, the strike was successful, if those sorts of defenses were taken out and if all American planes returned safely?
Well, we can't say that all American planes returned safely for the simple reason that the action is continuing. I spoke just a short while ago with a senior Pentagon official who said that even as we speak, this operation is continuing. We've seen reports from Kabul that the city there is now quiet, that electricity is back on, but in fact, airfields and air defense systems all around the country were targeted. So apparently there are some actions that are going on. We do not know of any U.S. aircraft that were down. There was a report from the Taliban that they had, in fact, taken down an airplane of some kind. But Pentagon officials with whom I've spoken say, as far as they know, no U.S. aircraft have been lost at all yet. But again, the operation is continuing.
Is it too early to know if or learn whether or not there are any civilian deaths or casualties?
We're likely to hear about civilian casualties first from the Taliban themselves. They'll be very anxious to put this out, and nothing on that has been reported yet. I should point out that strikes did involve precision-guided weapons that are guided to their targets through basically the global positioning system, GPS, satellite information. So these are very precise weapons that are directed exactly at their target.
Mm-hmm. All of this, the new weaponry, the precision, is this an initial show of force, would you say, or a long haul? Is there any way to tell?
It's too hard to tell yet, Jackie, although based on what we've been told, this is very much the first phase of what would be a sustained operation. I mean, the fact that they're going after the air defense system in the beginning and the airfields and the aircraft, the Taliban, that's fitting the pattern that was established in the Gulf War and in the Kosovo War, both of which, of course, went on for a long time.
Okay. Thank you very much, Tom.
Of course, Jackie.
NPR's Tom Gjelten speaking to us from the Pentagon.